Debbie Fintech is a Democratic candidate running for North Carolina House District 16. District 16 covers all of Pender County and the eastern part of Columbus County. She's running against Republican incumbent Carson Smith. Debbie Fintech, thanks for speaking with us.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to let you get to know me a little bit better.
So, Debbie Fintech, this is your first time running for office. What brought you into this race?
Well, that seems to be the question that everybody asks. Why would anybody run in this kind of a stressful, tense situation? But when we were looking for candidates, it seemed to me it was kind of my time to take a look at it. I felt very strongly about a lot of issues and what's going on in Raleigh and the tension that's up there, the log jam, and nothing is getting done. So we need to send somebody up there who's going to try to work with other people.
And you were the former chair of the Democratic Party for Pender County, correct?
That's right, for 3 years.
And you're a retired educator of 38 years. And
That's correct.
Yes, and increasing teacher pay, according to your campaign site, is one of your top priorities. So by how much would you like to see teachers' salaries increase by?
Well, Governor Roy Cooper suggested that increasing salaries up to 8%, and I think that would be an excellent amount. He's figured out how to do it and not raise taxes. And even in these days of COVID and the needs that go along with that, I think that that's a very possible aspect that we could do. Plus, there is so much other funding for the schools that are needed. Our schools in Pender County are just basically needing a lot of repair. And with the programs, we need more programs, especially in the child care, young child care aspects of it. With remote learning that's taking place, it would be certainly nice to have some more professional development to help teachers with those aspects of teaching as well.
And if elected, would you vote to expand Medicaid services in the state?
Absolutely. Should have been done years ago. We are losing our own taxes that we are paying into the federal government for this. 90% of expanded Medicaid would be paid by the federal government, with 10% being paid for by the counties. And again, Governor Cooper has figured out other programs that could benefit from that extended Medicaid so that taxes would not need to be raised to be able to do this.
And you've said that you live in a district where there is no practice of being transparent or listening to constituents. Can you give us an example where you feel like there wasn't transparency around a specific issue?
For example, when we're discussing drilling, for example, we'll go to various aspects of people and we just get no answer. When people write to the present representative, they write to him with emails and phone calls, and they get no answer. We can't go to a website where we can find out information about what our representative is doing. And we just need to have some town halls. You know, there's a lot of people that have a lot of issues that they want to discuss, and there's just no way to do it with our current representative.
Tom Tillis came out not long ago saying that President Trump would add North Carolina to the moratorium of no drilling for 10 years. Is that sufficient for you? That's
not sufficient. The moratorium, the days on the moratorium would not begin till 2022. That's 2 years from now, or maybe a year and a half from now. And who knows what can change? I just think it's a ploy that's being given to North Carolina voters to just pander them until the election's over. We know that the president has not kept his promises on many, many, many issues, and this, I'm afraid, would be one of them. Well, Carson Smith, as I said, there's no transparency. We don't know where he stands on this issue. They feel that if they're quiet and they don't say anything at all, since it's a Republican county, you know, that's the way it'll go. We do know from the conservation PAC, of which I'm endorsed, that as far as environmental issues, Carson rates at 33% on a 100% scale. So we know that his efforts are not in the area of conservation. It's much more in the area of policing and law enforcement, and he said his greatest accomplishment in the last 2 years has been getting the death penalty for drug offenders.
And how would you move the ball down the field in terms of regulating PFAS and other unknown chemical compounds in our drinking water? Where do you see the legislation now, and where would you like it to go?
Well, I think that more has to be done to clean our waters. More and more of our area here in Pender County is expanding, and we're using more water for the areas that are developing. And we have to be concerned about those compounds in the water as they start to expand and drill further. I believe that we should do more cleaning of the water, and I do believe that the offenders should be the ones paying for it. Polluters should pay for what they the mess that they make.
And you've mentioned briefly at the beginning of this conversation that there is this partisan divide in our country and in our state, and even where you live, I'm sure. So how would you be a voice for all of the people in your district?
Well, I'm not a politician. As I mentioned, I'm 38 years an educator. And I did work with the party for 3 years as a retired person, but I'm really not a professional politician. So I would go back to my educator skills, which is, one, to listen. We've got to listen to both sides. We've got to have an understanding of where both sides stand. And then we have to work through creative solutions. Now, that's easier said than done, but I think that oftentimes we build walls and we say this is the way it has to be, and there's no going in between. And then once we get those solutions, then we can go ahead and help the people of North Carolina. Something has got to happen where we move forward to help the people. We don't need to be helping corporations. They've done quite well through the COVID, but we've got to be helping our families, who many of them are needing jobs. We've got to fix our unemployment system. We've got to, as I mentioned before, the schools. And we just need to make sure that we can help small businesses, because I think that's what will bring our economy back, is finding jobs in the small business area.
And let's say you are elected as House Representative for District 16. What do you hope to accomplish in your first two-year term? Is there one bill that you would like to draft and get passed, or what are you looking at to accomplish for your district?
Well, I would have said something quite differently before COVID. I would have talked about something about education. But right now, I believe that the issues of COVID-19 are a priority. When you only spend 2 days to try to solve the problems of COVID in the last session, there's a lot more that needs to be done. So I would work very hard for the Medicaid expansion, because people have lost their jobs, and with losing their jobs, they've lost their health care. If 600,000 more people in this state would have health care if we expand. And then the second thing that goes right along with that is, because of unemployment, We have to fix the problem created by the Republicans, and it needs redesigning, the unemployment system. North Carolina has one of the worst programs with the lowest weekly unemployment benefits, and they just don't meet people's needs.
Debbie Fintech, thank you so much for your time today.
And thank you so much for the opportunity.